Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 105 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me. We have another great question today from Gabby about ads and pricing strategies for your website. But before we get to that, I want to thank today's sponsor, Stamps.com, because, you know, these days, anything is on demand. You know, television, podcasts, you can order food on demand to come to your house. Why not stamps? With Stamps.com, they make it so easy. Anything you can do at the post office, you can do right now from the desk in your home or at your office. It's so cool. You can buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package using just your computer and your printer. And unlike the post office, first of all, you don't have to wait in line. And second of all, it's open 24/7. So there's a special offer that Stamps.com is offering for you, the Ask Pat listener right now. Use my name, Pat. So what you do is you go to the website, you click on the microphone at the top of the page, and you type Pat. That'll give you this really cool offer, which is a, first of all, no-risk-free trial, and then secondly, a $110 bonus offer. I'm really excited about this because not only are you getting a free digital scale, but you're also getting $55 in free postage. Again, Stamps.com, enter Pat. Now, let's get to today's question from Gabby.
Hi, Pat. My name is Gabby. I'm a big fan of the SPI blog. It rocks. You're awesome. My question is about when would it be the right time to offer advertising on my website? Should I base a price on the amount of visitors in a month? How can I find out what my website is worth and how to price ads? Should I offer it through a publisher like BuySellAds.com? If so, is it better to offer a CPM pricing or a fixed monthly price? Thanks so much, Pat. Greatly appreciate your insight on this.
Gabby, thank you so much for the question. Selling advertising on your site is a great way to earn money. And it was actually the first way that I earned money on my website. Now, there's a number of different ways to do this. When I first started at greenexamacademy.com, my first step was to get traffic and build an audience. That was the first thing. It's hard to sell ads or make any money from ads if you don't have any traffic coming in. But you don't have to wait till there's a large number of traffic coming in. If you know that the traffic coming to your site is targeted and there's a decent amount, and I know that's kind of arbitrary, but once you get a little bit of traffic, you can show ads. Now, from there, my next step was to do private advertising. So it was sort of skipping over Google and working directly with companies to advertise on my site. And I remember in terms of pricing, it was interesting because actually a company requested to put their banner on my site. I didn't reach out to them first. And they were like, what's your price? And I didn't even think about that. And I was just so excited to have somebody offer. I was just like, $50. And they were like, okay, let's do it. So, you know, we had that happen. I had to find a contract that was sort of like a template online just so I can make it look official. And I sent that to them. And then I had $50 in my PayPal account. And I was like, wow, that was really cool. And then another company came up to me and was like, oh, how much for your site to advertise for a month, you know, a little banner ad on the sidebar. And I was like, $100. I just doubled it to see what would happen. And they were like, okay. And then I was like, wow, maybe I should have said $100 the first time. Pricing is really interesting. You don't really know where to go. And sometimes it's just throwing darts. And there are some strategies, however, to understand what the correct pricing is so that you can make sure that you're getting paid what you deserve for your website, but also you're not just blowing people away with a ridiculously high price that is out of their league or just doesn't make sense. So there's three strategies I want to tell you. And the first one is to actually go to Google and their keyword planner. If you actually go to adwords.google.com, you can get free access to their keyword planning tool. And that allows you to see how many people are searching for specific keywords and what advertisers are paying. So the cost per click. There's other sites like SEM Rush. Actually, that might actually be easier to go to. So if you go to SEMrush.com and put in some keywords related to your industry, you'll see how much advertisers, if they are paying for ads, how much they're paying per click. And that will give you a good baseline on where you can potentially price. So you can sort of understand how much traffic is coming to your site. If you have any banner ads of your own, you can understand what the potential click-through rate is, and you'd be able to understand how much to potentially charge somebody on your site if you're charging them for banner ads on your website. Now, there's other tools out there like Longtail Pro, which will also tell you cost per click, but it'll do it in a much faster way and more data and with more keywords involved and things like that. Another thing you could do is see how much your competitors are charging for banner space. And you might want to go to your competitors' websites. And if you don't know who your competitors are, you can go to sites like quantcast.com or even alexa.com to see what other sites people are searching for. But you should have an idea of who your competitors are or who other blogs or websites or forums are in the niche that you're in. And what you want to look out for when you go on those sites are things like media kits. Media kits or anything that says advertising or advertise with us, those types of things will give you a clue on how much those companies are charging. Now, with a media kit, which is really important, and eventually if you're going to do ads privately, you can get a media kit, which is essentially a PDF file that shows statistics of your website, the demographic of your traffic, and all these other things that advertisers or other companies would want to know before making decisions to advertise on your site. They want to make sure that they're spending their money in the right place. So understanding that your target traffic is matching their target customer. So those are really important things. And you can also get the prices, and that'll give you a good baseline. And then you can see, okay, well, I get more traffic than this site. I can charge more, or I have a better targeted set of traffic that comes in. I can charge more. If you're not sure traffic-wise how you might stack up against other sites, you might want to go to a site called alexa.com, A-L-E-X-A.com. That'll give you some insight. It'll actually give you some numbers on your website's ranking versus other websites in the world. So you can put in those other competitor sites, and then you can put in your own, and you can see kind of where you stack up. Now, it's not going to give you specific traffic numbers, but you'll be able to make some estimated guesses on where things might be. And so then you can sort of raise your price or lower your price or maybe keep it the same if it's around the same. And the third way to sort of test what the right price is to literally just do that test, like, sort of like what I did. Now, I could have just thought about it for months trying to figure out the right price or, you know, just taking action. I made $50 right away and then 100. And then I just kept going up and up and up. I reached out to the other companies. I eventually figured out that my sweet spot was $350 a month. At this time, this is again on greenexamacademy.com, I was getting some traffic in the numbers between 4,000 and 6,000 visitors a day, just so you have that knowledge. Now, in terms of pricing strategy, again, this is if you're doing private advertising, which I like because you're taking the middleman out. And Gabby, I'll talk about buy-sell ads in a second, which is a great service, but there are some things to think about if you're going to make a decision to work with them. But if you're doing private, again, working directly with a company, getting them on the phone and dealing with them. You know, once you figure out that pricing structure, there are some advanced pricing strategies you can use to either help to convince a company to say yes to your offer or to just make more money. And so what that is using long-term plans. So you don't want to just do month-to-month basis. And that's sort of the last strategy. You want to offer a one-month trial, but that you don't want to do that up front. You don't want to say immediately, oh, well, you can just try it out for a month and see if you like it or not. No, if they say no to everything else, that's what you want to offer with, because that way they're going to have the least amount of anxiety to working with you because they only have a month trial to test and they're not going to lose as much money. But what you want to do first is offer discounts for having them come on for a longer period of time. So for example, if you were to charge $100 a month to put a banner ad on your website on the sidebar, and of course you also want to think about where these ads are being put. There's different tiers or levels of pricing that you can use depending on the visibility of these ads. So sidebar, for example, if you're charging just a flat fee, that's going to be shown on every single page or every single page where there's a sidebar. There's also the sort of top banner, which is prime real estate. And then there's banners after posts. There's banners at the bottom or the footer. There's again, you have to think about these pricing structures and where certain ads are going to be placed and how much you might want to charge for them. And you can always create combinations. So if you have, for example, a company that decides to just buy all the ad spots, you can give them even more of a discount for getting all the ad spaces. So a lot of things you can think about. But the primary motivation I have for this part of the answer here is to tell you how well offering a discount with long-term contracts went. There was a company that reached out to me and was willing to work with me for the advertised $250 a month. That wasn't advertised on the website. I had them contact me first, and I mentioned that that was my going rate, and that was the first part of the conversation. You don't want to put the pricing right away and have that sort of stop people from emailing you or contacting you. You always want to say, come contact me, because then that's how you know that they're interested, and you want to start talking to them and contacting them, and that's how you can better or give yourself a better chance of, you know, sealing the deal. So they contacted me and they said, hey, Pat, we're willing to work with you for the $250 mark. We'll do 1 month. And I said, you know what? How about if we do 3 months, I'll give you $50 off. So we'll do $700 for 3 months. So you're saving $50. Or if you come on for 6 months, I'll knock $150 off. Actually, no, I think I actually gave them a month free. So a free month, which was $250. So that was 5 times 250. So I made $1,250. I made $1,250 instead of $250. So an extra $1,000 by giving them a little bit of a discount and having them on board for longer. And what's cool is they paid all that money up front, and I just happened to keep the banner on there longer. It didn't do any harm, and I had 6 banner ads running at the same time in my sidebar. So there was multiple occasions like that. Now, with other companies, I worked with different pricing depending on the company or how excited they were or what my traffic was like at the time. So, you know, it goes up and down. It wasn't the same the whole time, but you just gotta massage it a little bit and figure it out, and also know that it's your website. You have the control, you know, because it's your website, and if you know that your traffic is good in terms of numbers and also quality, then you have a little bit of say. And so you shouldn't be afraid to tell people or tell advertisers or companies how you want it, especially if you're working private. Now, there is the option of going through a site like buysellads.com, which is a great site. It is a way for you to get in front of a marketplace where people are looking to purchase advertising on sites potentially like yours, which is good because you have to do less work to find those companies. However, you're going to be sharing, you know, actually 25% of your earnings with buysellads. If you go to buysellads and go to their pricing page, you'll see that you're going to be sharing 25% of the success fee, which is quite a bit, actually, when you think about it. I mean, if for $100, that's already $25 that you're sharing. But there is something to be said for having a service that does this for you. And what's really cool with buy sell ads is you can just simply put code on your site and they do the ad managing for you. It's sort of like Google AdSense, but with banners. And you can choose which companies, you know, that reach out to you if you want to work with them or not. So you have a little bit of control. But that's why I like private advertising better. It puts you in the primary sort of position, in the authority position. It gives you most of the control. And with buy-sell ads, I mean, you have a little bit of control, but you're also sharing a lot of those profits as well. In terms of using a flat fee or CPM or cost per every 1,000 visitors, I think that, again, you'll have to do some math and figure it out. But, you know, Test is the best way to do it. I think that's the number one strategy when it comes to doing these ads, whether you're doing Google AdSense or you're doing private advertising or you're going through a third-party middleman company like buy-sell ads. Testing is the best way to go. And no matter what, if you obviously don't do anything, you're not going to make money. So it's great to see, Gabby, that you are taking action and trying to figure this out. And again, the best thing you could do is test. But I hope a lot of these answers in today's question helped you. So Gabby, thank you so much for your question. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. And of course, Gabby, because your question was featured here on the show, you get an Ask Pat t-shirt sent your way. One of my assistants will be contacting you very soon with information about that. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode. And again, check out smartpodcastplayer.com if you'd like to check that out and get signed up for when that's going to be re-released. And finally, I'm going to give you my quote of the day. As always, I give you quotes. I love quotes. So here's a quote from Richard Branson. He says, business opportunities are like buses. There's always another one coming. Thanks so much, and I'll see you the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.